Democrats used Reddit filibuster to block Ted Cruz's bill sanctioning Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. By Joel B. Polak on January 14, 2022. Democrats used the Senate filibuster, which they are busy trying to eliminate, to block a bill by Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, on Thursday that would have sanctioned companies associated with Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The bill had 55 votes. The filibuster requires 60 votes to end debate and move to a final vote, which meant that despite the 55-44 margin, and the votes of 5 Democrats in favor, the bill could not advance, a win for President Joe Biden's approach to talks with Russia. The Biden administration allowed the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to proceed last year, after shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline project in the U.S. to appease environmentalists, saying that the project was too close to completion to reverse. President Donald Trump had sought to block Nord Stream 2 because it would have made Europe more dependent on Russia's natural gas, increasing President Vladimir Putin's leverage in the West and his ability to circumvent pipelines in Ukraine. Critics were livid at Democrats and at the establishment media, which pushed the false Russia collusion conspiracy theory against Trump while ignoring Democrats' efforts to appease Russia, even as Putin has amassed troops on the border with Ukraine and threatened to invade. The United Press International Agency reported, Democratic Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Mark Kelly of Arizona, Jackie Rosen of Nevada and Raphael Warnock of Georgia joined every Senate Republican in voting in favor of the bill. President Biden is urging changes to the filibuster to pass Democrats' election overhaul bills, declaring that those who opposed him were on the wrong side of history and on the side of racism. In a speech earlier this week demanding filibuster reform to pass the bills, he asked, "Do you want to be the C on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis?" Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.